106 Dockabody radio program. What was this? The mayor tweeted on the weekend about the, what did he say about the basketball game?
Well, he's watching the CIS championship game and he tweeted, "Go Ravens, go." And I'm thinking, Jim, you know, there's another Ottawa team in the final. Maybe he forgot. Then later on, he tweeted, "Great to have two Ottawa teams in the final."
Who won it, by the way?
Who won it?
Yeah.
The Ravens, well, man.
Just check it.
Unbelievable dynasty. It really is.
Yeah.
And the coach smiled.
Well, maybe he knew.
He smiled with a minute left in the game, finally.
Why? Has he never smiled before?
He's the most intense coach ever. Really. It's crazy.
I need to see Watson tweeting, "Nice to see the GGs are from Ottawa."
Well, to be fair, Jim Watson is probably on some sort of incredible painkillers. He's recuperating, is he not? Still at home from his broken pelvis?
He's still recovering.
Yeah, so I mean, you can't be faulted for a...
He's flying high.
Yeah, I mean, when you're high, you can't really be faulted for your tweets, right?
Of course not.
The mayor he's usually right down the middle, plays it safe all the time, being the great mayor that he is. But remember when he was on our show and he was talking about Leonard Cohen?
I can't figure the guy out. Like, what is it? Like, you know, speaking to his songs? Like,
he's a Canadian icon.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Watson, that Canadian icon won Album of the Year last night at the Junos.
It's not because I'm
for old. This album right here.
It's not the life I led. I always liked it slow. That's what my mama said.
Yeah, I won Album of the Year in Canada. How do you feel? You're Nickelback, okay? You're nominated for Album of the Year, and you think, all right, we're going to win this thing, and all those Nickelback haters, you know, we can at least say we won a Juno Award, and then you get beaten by this guy.
You said, how could this happen? You said, how can this be?
I mean, there
was 80. He's 80.
But like Headley was nominated, and Nickel. There were all these young people in Hamilton at the at this arena enjoying the show, going, "What? They must have been totally confused."
My two young daughters are really pumped to watch the show. I can just imagine their reaction.
Yeah,
you know, like, Album of the Year.
Album of the Year, and then you see this 90-year-old guy.
You got beat out by a tone-deaf octogenarian, man.
How good are you? And I'm here.
Oh, yeah. To remind you
of the mess you left. That's Alanis, who was given sort of a lifetime achievement entry into the Hall of Fame last night. Yeah, and
She's 40.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That make you feel. I remember she came in on our show when she was 14 years old. 14 years old, and she had just sung O Canada somewhere or something, and she came in, and we were here's a young talent that you guys should be watching out for. Yeah. And now she's 40, and she was given the, she looked like a mom who was coming up to receive her I'm Old Award, and 40. Already, jeez. Wow. Anyway, that was she's had a hell of a career. That was quite an accomplishment. Yeah. Anyway, the Junos were on last night. If you missed it, why do they have it in an arena?
Get more people.
It's a great, if you're at the arena, it's a great show. But if you're watching it on TV, if you're the host, I feel sorry for the host. It was the guy from Headley, and he's trying to make jokes. You can't make, worked in arenas, Woody. Yes. You never try to make a joke in an arena because nobody can hear what you're saying in the arena.
Yeah.
So he was like, and then looking for the laugh, and everybody was just like staring, wondering what's going on.
No.
Yeah.
The award. Goes, two.
Anyway, congratulations to Alanis Morissette. And, of course,
for a palate cleanser.
The album. The Album of the Year Award. Sorry, Nickelback. It's 622, Dockabody Radio Show on Shane 106.